Chapter 4. Chief of State's Office, Senate Building, Coruscant. Admiral Natasi Dalla, one-time Imperial Navy officer, and now head of the executive branch of the Galactic Alliance government, sat back in her chair and pondered whether she wanted to call in Wynn Dorvan. Dalla felt a flash of exasperation. There were times when she just wanted things to be orderly and clear-cut, and Dorvan always seemed to have something for her to think about that made things the opposite. Still, he was such an efficient assistant that she had to make allowances. It was, after all, the civilian way of doing things. And she wanted to remain on good terms with him. With a little guidance, he would make a superior chief of staff someday, once he accepted the notion of having greater authority and responsibility. Trusting the secretarial software built into her comm system to scrub weariness out of her tone, she said,
"Wynn, a moment of your time, please."
"Certainly, ma'am. I'll be right in."
She took one last look around her office at its calming purity of imperial white furnishings to match her uniform. She brushed strands of her long red hair out of her face, tucking them behind her ears in a likely-to-fail bid for neatness. The door slid open to reveal Dorvan. While he often was the harbinger of things complicated and messy, he himself was not. He was, as ever, alert and precise, his brown hair currently immaculate, reminding Dalla of her own momentarily untidy state. From the left breast pocket of his tailored suit jacket poked a curve of brown fur striped with orange, the neck of his pet chitlink named Pocket. She gestured toward a chair and he eased into it, crossing his legs and looking up expectantly at her. Dalla went straight to the point.
"Wynn, even after 2 years, this process of civilian rule is sometimes bewildering. So, where in military life, I'd normally issue a command and later on ask a colleague what he thought of it in hindsight. Sometimes here I need to gauge opinions before things are decided. A lot of different opinions from different people."
"That's actually pretty common among civilian leaders with any sense." Dorvan settled back in his chair, permitting himself to relax slightly. His own expression was curious, just a little wary.
"Ask away."
"This whole struggle with the Jedi, do you think my tactics are sound?"
He considered his answer for a moment. Dorvan always considered everything.
"Admiral, when the holocams are recording, I'm behind you 100%.
"I know you are. They're not recording now."
He sighed.
"I trust the Jedi to put the needs of the people first, to arrive at the right answer, even if it's by trial and error.
I think you're pushing too hard.
You can have them either as allies or subordinates, but not both. You seem to have decided that their proper role is subordinates."
She nodded.
"I have. Though not my subordinates, the government's. So I have to bring them into line."
"I would choose a different approach. But you're the boss. I back you all the way."
"But you don't think I can pull it off?"
"Palpatine did. For a while. At a cost."
Dalla whistled appreciatively.
"Nicely struck, soldier. Where do you hide that vibroblade when you're not using it?"
"Pocket keeps it quite handily in her pouch. She's a useful pet."
"You think I'm becoming Palpatine, then?"
"No, ma'am, I don't. I wouldn't be working for you if I did. I'm saying your tactics are similar to his, and could be perceived as such by the general public and your enemies."
She gave him a brief smile she didn't feel.
"Well, I appreciate your candor."
"It's my job, ma'am."
"That'll be all."
He rose and left. When the door slid closed behind him, Dalla continued to sit, unmoving, now unaware of her errant hair, and pondered the course of action she was taking.